500.
Hello and welcome to 500, the podcast that isn't afraid to ask the questions around here, mister. I'm Jay Wolf, and I'm joined today by two very funny human beings, Steve Hofstetter and Dan Muggleton. Say hello, guys.
Hello, guys. See what I did there? That was proving that I'm funny. I wanted you to seem credible at the top of the show.
I gotta say, I've already lost.
How are you guys doing? We're very spread out across the world right now.
Yeah. Where are you, Steve? You still on your little road trip up north?
Yeah, I get back to LA tomorrow. I'm on hotel Wi-Fi, so you know, feel free to fill time while I get cut off.
Great.
The dream. I can finally be louder than you.
Yeah, that already just then it paused.
Oh no. I'll try to make sure you get your fair shake in case you miss some question.
I appreciate that. I'm gonna close out all the porn that's probably taken up a lot of the
Okay. That's good.
All the porn. That's not a quantity of porn you often hear.
Almost all the porn. I was lying. I'll leave one.
All the porn. Yeah. That's like a teenage quantity of porn. Did you watch all the porn? I watched all the porn.
Single, and I've been alone in quarantine for 5 months. Don't you judge me.
Yeah, I would never. Like you can approach. You'll be able to approach the limit there 5 months straight. Like, yeah, it's gonna run out eventually.
Yeah, some people are finishing Netflix. Well, you know. Anyway, sorry. What's the podcast about? I got distracted.
I'll tell you the rules in a minute. I just wanted to have you guys say hello and then quickly mention this will be airing on Friday the 7th. So you guys have a show tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. We do. We do have a show tomorrow night.
So, well, not for you, right, Dan? It's the Ask Us Anything fully improvised comedy show, right? And
yeah.
It's at the Nowhere Comedy Club on the internet.
That's it.
And I cannot tell you how many times people have asked us what the address was for the club.
Do you give them the URL in a really sarcastic tone? That'd be a nice move.
There's actually on the Facebook page, like it makes you put an address. So we have like a really sarcastic address. Yeah, I forget exactly what it is, but it's, you know, made up everything. And I think the zip code is 90210.
Great.
Why are people asking? And apparently no one knows what time zones are. I've learned that. People were complaining about the time zone because they couldn't figure it out. So.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you. The sheer terror that this has been today, because like I know when our show is in relation to my time zone, and then today I knew it was a similar time, but it was earlier. So I've been up for hours just in case, just being like, please. I don't want to miss this. You know, this is a big get for me. This is an American podcast. You guys invented podcasting and freedom, and I'm doing both of them right now. That's very exciting.
Dan actually didn't go to sleep last night in anticipation, just to make sure.
He was DMing me this morning, which I realized was like him right before he went to bed. And I was like, oh, cause Dan's in Australia. Are you in Sydney?
Sydney. Yeah. Yeah. The only bit that matters, Sydney.
Well, sure. I lived in Sydney for a little while. That was fun. It's nice.
Yeah, you're actually the basis for one of my favorite anecdotes for the difference between American people and Australian people.
Great.
Like,
let's have it.
Because Jay went. I met Jay through friends at university, and like he was on exchange with them in class, and apparently they were like, "Who's this fucking American kid?" Because he'd answer all the questions in the lectures. You know when lecturers ask you, they're like, "Hey, does anyone know the answer?" And in Australia, everyone's like, "Nah," even though we do know, we just don't want you to know that we know, right? That's the key, because like exhibiting that you have knowledge is the worst possible thing. And Jay was just there being like, look at all these dumb fucking Australians. Yeah, I know the answer. And then when he finally got Australian friends, they were like, all right, first thing, stop answering all the fucking questions, all right? Like, it's very embarrassing. We're not going to stay friends with you if you keep doing that.
That is not an American thing. That is Jay specifically.
Tonight we get to tonight or this morning for you, Dan, we get to turn that on its head and you guys get to have to answer the questions, and it will be in your benefit to do so. If you want to win the game, which has no prize, I'll tell you a little bit about it. It's called 500. Mm-hmm. And basically, there was once a recess game that we American kids play, and I wonder if you played it in Australia or not, but basically the game was, there was somebody with a ball, they would throw the ball in the air, and they would shout a number, 40. Mm-hmm. If you caught that ball, you would get 40 points. First person to get to 500 points would be the winner of the game. This is that game, but instead of throwing balls, I'm asking questions, and instead of catching them, you're answering questions. So it's basically just trivia with points for 500 points. And like the game, I will decide what the question is worth on the fly. So I will be thinking through how much I think something is worth. And then I'll be shouting that number. And then you guys will buzz in. And this is very exciting. We were talking about this just before we started recording. You guys both have, well, Dan has a soundboard. Steve's on the road, so he doesn't, but Dan has a very fancy method of buzzing in. Usually we just use our phones here. But I believe you both have prepared your sounds for when you want to buzz in. Is that correct?
Correct. Is that the first question? Have I answered it correctly? How many points do I get?
We'll start the game official. There will be an official start. One thing I'm noticing is I do not have my ledger, but can you guys play your sounds that you've chosen for yourselves?
Sure. Steve, would you like to start with your sound?
No, you could start.
I can start? All right. So this is my one.
Great. And okay.
Mine is a little more American.
Perfect. Nice. Got it.
Very but strong.
My phone screen is also set to shut off if not used for a couple of seconds. So this is going to be fun.
Great. The only other important order of business before we would start the game is that you also both need to pick a team name.
Mm.
So, you know, take a few seconds.
I would like to be Team America, please, if that's possible.
Team America is possible.
Thank you.
With the men at work as their buzz in sound.
Dude, don't say the band name. You want to get sued? It's just a random sound effect.
Excuse me. I'll make sure to bleep that.
Redact that, exactly.
Yeah. Steve, do you have any leads on a team name that you'd like?
Well, I was busy trying to turn my screen auto lock off, and I can't seem to figure out how to do it.
Great.
The most exciting thing on the internet. Man struggles with technology.
Most Zoom meetings are just people taking forever to unmute themselves. But my team name, this is what I've named all of my fantasy teams throughout the years, is Professional What.
Professional What?
It is a reference to Ferris Bueller's Day Off when he says, "Don't worry, I'm a professional." And Cameron says, "Professional What?"
Great. So we got team America versus Professional What. Basically, we went through the rules. I'm going to ask you questions. You will each have a chance to buzz in to answer that question. If you buzz in first, then you get a chance to answer. If you miss the question, your opponent has a chance to buzz in and answer the question for those points. You won't lose points if you miss the question, but your opponent will have a chance to steal it until we reach the final round, which is a whole different thing that we'll do then. That's pretty much the rules. Are you guys ready to play 500?
Can I ask you a question first? Is that okay?
Sure, you may.
Are you dehydrated? Your voice sounds very feeble. I'm worried about you.
Oh, thank you, I guess. I'm fine. Let me just take a little sip here.
Is that an energy drink?
Yeah, that made me drink. You telling him that made me drink water.
It's not an energy drink. It's a Perrier, which is just fully on brand for those who know me. So drinking a Perrier, everything's
great.
Isn't
that sparkling water?
It's a sparkling lime beverage.
Oh, so it's flavored. Okay.
Yeah, you definitely answered all the questions.
I did. I was going to open a beer, but then I felt rude because it's 10 a.m. in Australia. And I was like, that would be mean if I had a beer. I guess you could also have a beer.
I've done that for the shows back in the day. I was like, I was getting on the beers at 10 a.m. It was sick. I'd go through the hangover at about 3 p.m. and then go to sleep fine. It was good. It was a good day.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe at the mid-game water break, I'll go get a beer. But for now, we're going to start round one. Round one is very recent history. These will be questions mostly pertaining to the last week or so. Mm-hmm. Question number one of round number one for 20 points. This week, Donald Trump claimed he would ban TikTok from the United States if it was not sold by its current Chinese parent company. What is the name of that company?
No idea.
Name of the parent company?
For 20 points.
Yeah. If you want to Google, I'm not going to rank it.
Okay. We have an answer from Team America.
Would it be Father TikTok?
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Yes, professional.
I don't know. I just wanted to burp. So go.
Okay, great. Right, the answer to that question is ByteDance is the name of that company. For 10 points, please define the term ByteDance if it were on UrbanDictionary.com.
Damn it.
Professional what?
A bad dance. In other words, a dance that bites.
I'll accept that for 10 points. 10 points go to professional what?
What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
Question number three for 35 points. Speaking of TikTok, please recite the lyrics to the chorus of the song TikTok by Kesha to the best of your ability.
The chorus? That song has a chorus?
It does.
That's a song?
All right. Professional now I have an ad on the soundboard. This is going to
work. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you're going to get some ads.
was it something like, goddamn, something about Mick Jagger. All right, I don't know.
Wait.
A different part. That's the start. Team America, would you like to steal?
Moves like Jagger. Moves like Jagger. Is that it? Is that the song?
No, it's like TikTok, something when we stop, or throw your hands up. Some, I don't know. Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah. Keep going.
I reached the end.
All right, I'm going to give you 5 points for that.
Thank you.
The correct answer was "Don't Stop, Make It Pop, DJ Blow My Speakers Up Tonight. I'm a fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, was the full what we were looking for, but it was very close. 5 points for professional what?
I feel like so far this quiz is like To Catch a Predator. You know, if you get these answers correct, you're a pedophile. Like, I don't like it.
It's it is being recorded. Question number four for 10 points. Many negative reports emerged from staffers of daytime TV show Ellen, starring Ellen DeGeneres this week, leading to a hashtag replace Ellen campaign on Twitter, calling for her to be replaced. For 10 points, please name someone else named Ellen. Professional what?
Ellen Cleghorn from Saturday Night Live, and also my mother is named Ellen.
Okay, ten points to go to professional what? You got to be fast on the soundboard there, Dan. You can't take his hotel Wi-Fi into account. You got to just let it go.
I'm blaming Australia's internet for this, and a particularly American bias for questions.
One thing I remember from Australia's internet, and I don't know if this is still the case, but they would sell their, you know how here we have like download speeds, that's how we measure it. In Australia, it'd be like, you get 4 gigabytes, and that's like, and then once you hit that, you were done. Is that still the situation?
No, they're up to speeds now, but there's still caps, and it doesn't like cut off your internet completely. It's just you hit the cap, and then it just is like 56k for like the rest of the month. It's very mean.
It's not good if you're trying to watch all the porn, for sure.
All the porn.
Question number five of the very recent history round for 20 points. Who's a good boy? Just name. I believe professional what did buzz in first.
My dog is a good boy. Milton is a good boy.
Okay. I was hoping that you would name a boy who did something good this week, but I'm sure your dog did. So 20 points to professional what?
There was a dog. There was a dog. Rex Chapman shared it today. There was a dog, a blind dog that found a puddle and he danced because of it. So he's a good boy.
Okay. That is the correct answer for 20 points. Thank you very much. Question number six for 25 points. New York Attorney General Letitia James announced this week that she filed a lawsuit with the intention of dissolving the NRA, who have allegedly committed, gasp, many crimes related to fraud and abuse of power. What hurts more, getting shot with a paintball gun or finding out that your best friends are hanging out without you? Let's give it to Team America.
Oh, thank God. It's a 50-50 question. This isn't a fucking trick. I don't like this quiz so far. It's all been American centric. You're not important anymore. Team China forever. I'd like to officially change my name to Team China, by the way.
Motion denied.
Fine. Invite dance. All right. So we're gonna go. I'm saying definitely the best friends hanging out without you. Paintball doesn't hurt that much. And what if you're playing paintball and your best friends are hanging out without you on the paintball field? Are you gonna get to see them? That's probably the worst one, I think.
Professional, what would you like to steal?
How can I get that wrong?
I mean, your explanation was a little weird. I would say I agree with the factual answer. It hurts more to have your friends hang out without you, because if you're getting shot by a paintball, likely you're getting shot by a paintball with your friends and you could laugh about it later. So it'll dull the pain.
I'm going to give 25 points to Professional Watt for an answer that made sense to me. And I don't think it was just the accent.
That was a complete lie. You're probably playing paintball with your friends.
There's a lot of game left.
I would have given that to Dan, but honestly, I think Jay is just building suspense so that you can hit a grand slam at the bottom of the ninth. I think that's what's happening.
Listen,
I'm sorry, Dan. Baseball is a thing that we do in America.
Very early in the game, and yes, there are no baseball questions just for you. I did think about that. Here's a question for Dan, potentially, for 15 points.
Sorry. Can I just make a point? Have you guys ever played paintball?
I got shot in the neck.
Yeah. You got shot in the neck? Were you getting shot by friends? Or were you getting shot by colleagues? Because the only people who do paintball are colleagues who work together. They're not really friends. Exactly.
I got shot by a friend in the neck. Actually, I got shot by a friend of a friend in the neck.
Exactly. Fucking bad.
But I was standing next to a friend at the time.
Ugh. Should we? You know what? Let's give Dan 5 points for his follow-up answer. I think that was nice.
No more shout out.
Question number 7 for 15 points. An Axios interview with the president by an Australian journalist went viral this week after the president handed him several large pieces of paper with what seemed like quite elementary charts. What was that Australian journalist's name? Team America.
No, his last name was Swan. I'm not sure about the first name. I refer to him as Mr. Swan because I'm respectful.
I'm throwing you the phone. Okay, let's give 15 points to Team America. His answer, his name was Jonathan Swan.
I was going to say John Swan just because it rhymed.
Well, you should have buzzed in faster. You're not getting invited to my next paintball work party either. Just like, this is a conspiracy.
Colleague that isn't me.
I got Jay for the next 45 minutes.
There you go. A 10-point follow-up question. How long are you allowed to use the meme of him reacting to those charts on Twitter? Professional what?
1 day, because he'll do something dumber tomorrow.
That's a good answer.
Okay. I'll take it. I was looking for 2 weeks unless it's a really good joke, but he will do something dumber tomorrow, so you're actually smarter than me. So 10 points for Professional what?
Thank you.
That meme has to be in quarantine. It has to be in lockdown for 2 weeks, so you can't use it for 2 weeks, and then you can start using it every day. That's a coronavirus reference. You guys wouldn't know about that because your country is doing nothing to control the outbreak.
I was going to say, what is 2 weeks? I don't know.
I don't know if you know this, Dan, but Americans are actually going to be immune to it first since we're all going to have it. So, I mean, we're doing something.
That is true. It's a short-term strategy, and it's going to work. Question number 9, we're almost finished with the very recent history round. Question number 9 for 50 points.
Whoa.
On Thursday, how many people did the American CDC report died from drinking hand sanitizer over the course of the last 2 months? Professional what?
46.
Incorrect.
I had no idea. I'm just saying a number.
It's way higher, right? Because I read this thing about one specific hand sanitizer got like 4 people like yesterday. So I assume it's got to be like 500 to 1,000, right? It's got to be massive.
Is that your what is your answer?
Between 500 and 1,000. You didn't specify
my specific answer to number? Be between 0 and 1,000,000.
I
I'm gonna need an individual figure from Team
America. All right. I'm gonna go 420.
That is incorrect. The correct answer was the number that you read in the paper. Four people died from drinking hand sanitizer over the course of the last 2 months.
By the way, I love that your number was between 500 and 1,000, and then your final guess was not between 500 and 1,000.
Look, I'm not actually very good under pressure. I don't know if you guys know that. I break like a twig. It's no good.
This is question number 10 of the very recent history round, and it is the audience question of the week. If you don't know and you're listening to this podcast, you can send me a direct message on Twitter and send in your favorite question to ask to our guests, and then I will ask it. Even though they are not very easy questions, like this one comes from Hunter, and the question is, name all of the women mentioned in the song Mambo Number 5 for 50 points. Wow, that was razor sharp. Let's go with Team America here.
All right, a little bit of Monica. So Monica, Tina, Jessica. How many more are there?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 names that I'm looking for.
I got 3.
If you want, you can just sing it just to remember. That might be helpful for everyone.
A little bit of Monica. A little bit of Jessica. I'm a son. A little bit of Tina's all I need. A little Gina? Gina? What I see.
Incorrect.
Oh, damn it. Three.
Team America, I was just going to say,
I knew it was Monica. Everybody knows that. And then I was going to be like, is it Rachel and Phoebe? Like, I don't know.
Damn it. This is my demo as well. This is like my anthem.
We're going to give Team America 20 of the 50 points for the three that he named. That was well done. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, Erica. A little bit of Rita is all I need.
Rita.
A little bit of Tina is what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary. Isn't that your wife's name? All that long. And a little bit of Jessica, here I am. Were the questions, the answers to the questions.
I also just learned Sandra, not a redhead.
I mean, isn't there a redheaded Sandra, surely?
She's not in the sun.
That's a name with some melon in that name. You know, it's got a bit of something. Mary, fuck, that's going to cost me when this comes out.
Yeah, it's not going to be great for you. Round two is the theme round. In this round, I have a theme, and all of the questions or the answers will have to do with that theme. Mm-hmm. This week's theme round is the Larry David round. All of the questions or answers will have either the name Larry or the name David in it.
Okay.
Question number one of the Larry David round for 15 points. What was the name of the deeply problematic film in which Adam Sandler and Kevin James played firefighters who pretend to be a gay couple in order to ensure one of their children can receive
a bit of Chuck and Larry?
Sorry, what's the question?
It's like Chuck and something Chuck and Larry, isn't it? A bit of Chuck and Larry? No? I need more than that.
Team America, we need the title of the film, Professional What, for the steal.
Why did you just go back to the lyrics of Mambo Number 5 during a bit? Isn't it just Chuck and Larry?
That's incorrect.
There's an intro, it's like a bit of Chuck and Larry. No, like it's something of Chuck and Larry.
The story of Chuck and Larry.
The correct answer and what we were looking for here was I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
I never watched that because...
Yeah, well, you don't need to. It's not...
Yeah.
Not of the times.
Grown-ups, colon, Chuck and Larry. What about that? Is that going to...
Even during the times, it was not of the times.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, question number two of the Larry David round. Name the television show often cited by Judd Apatow as one of his most major influences and learning experiences, and then embarrassingly admit your favorite Judd Apatow movie.
Oh.
I believe that was Professional What?
Damn it.
Larry Sanders, 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Great. Would you like to tell us why 40-Year-Old Virgin is your favorite?
Because I'm 40 and it speaks to me. No.
I just thought it was
really funny. I thought it was something like, it is rare that a movie can have such a, like, the elevator pitch for that movie makes it sound horrible, and yet it was really funny. So they took a bad concept and wrote it into a great movie.
I love that. I agree. That is a fun one. 20 points for professional one. Question number three of the theme round, the Larry David round. For 40 points, this is kind of a niche question. Mm-hmm. Who played Greenzo on 30 Rock, though it is far from his most famed role?
Greenzo?
Correct. Professional what?
David Fincher. No, I have no fucking idea.
Greenzo.
Team America, you want to throw a shot in the dark out?
I'm gonna split here, as I like to do. I like to give two answers. I'd like to go David Duchovny or Larry the Cable Guy.
The correct answer was David Schwimmer. Question number four, for 10 points, this is an easy one. Before there was Michael Scott, Ricky Gervais played this character on a television show called The Office. Professional what?
David Brent.
That is correct.
I swear to God, I'm getting wrecked on this.
You know, I've noticed, Dan, I do think that there's like a little lag in your soundbite before you, like, I can see you press it, and then there's like a, you just want to, when you, you know, maybe just hit it a little earlier. Question number five for 15 points. What kind of Ricky Gervais canceled? This question does not have to have the words Larry or David in it. Professional what?
No, because he's rich enough that he doesn't care.
Great. I'll accept that. 15 points go to
he's
professional
trying,
what?
He's actively trying to get canceled.
Team America, we're going to do the scores after this round, but I do want to urge you to compete. So please... do stay with us here.
What?
And what are you know, throw the ring in the hat. This is the place that you're going to shine. This is the highest point value for questions that we've had so far for 75 points.
Mm-hmm.
Who, first and last name, was the main character of the 2003 flop that currently has a 6% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, is the last film that Meet Joe Black director Martin Brest directed, and is titled the last name of its main character? Who was the main character of the 2003 flop that currently boasts a 6% on Rotten Tomatoes, was the last film that Meet Joe Black director Martin Brest directed, and is titled the last name of its main character? 75 points.
I mean, this is tough, because considering how much porn I've watched during the pandemic, I should know, it's about Martin Brest, I should know this.
That's what he got into after he got out of the business.
Yeah. It really isn't a great name for it. Many called this the biggest flop of
2003. I was 14.
Great.
I don't think I was really cruising the old film budgets back then. I don't know.
All right, I'm going to read you the description of the film. Mm-hmm. And for 50 points, the point value is lower now. First person who gets it. Blank is ordered to kidnap the psychologically challenged younger brother of a powerful federal prosecutor. When plans go awry, their boss sends in Ricky, a gorgeous, free-spirited female gangster who has her own set of orders, to assist with the kidnapping. But main character name here, begins falling for the decidedly unavailable Ricky, which could be a hazard to his occupation.
Oh, well, now I still don't know it.
Like, has anyone seen this movie? Like, is this a real movie?
Yes, it's really bad. Okay, descending further yet still to 25 points, the lead actor in this film has a younger brother who is also an actor and is canceled.
Oh.
But what? Isn't it been like...
I still don't know it. I mean, I know who the actor is now, but I still don't know it.
Who's the actor? I thought only two people have been canceled. There's like Spacey and Weinstein. That's it. Oh, everyone else...
there have been civilians that have been canceled.
Yeah, you're... I don't think
we're talking about them though, Steve. This is an entertainment...
No, I'm just saying there have been a lot of people that have been canceled.
All right. The correct answer to this question was Gigli, We were looking for Gili.
I did not know that that is what the, like, I didn't know his name was Gili.
His name was Larry Gili.
What? The entire time I was like, this has got to be Dave. His name was Larry Gili. Right there, they should have torn up the script.
Yeah. As soon as when I was doing research for the Larry David round and I found out that his name was Larry Gili, I was like, this is the nichest question that no one will get. It doesn't matter. I need to announce it. His name, Ben Affleck played Larry Gili in the film Gili.
Casey Affleck. He's not, isn't he still doing everything?
Very canceled.
I always assumed that Gili was just her character.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought Gili was Jennifer Lopez. I have learned so much. Guys, it's been a pleasure.
The last question of the Larry David round for 30 points. Who is my favorite Seinfeld character? Professional what?
Hello, Uncle Larry.
incorrect. I should have mentioned this because it's in the question, the answer does not have to have the words.
Come on.
Oh, right. I mean, wait, he's called like Uncle Leo, Team America? Right?
Yeah, that's right. It's Uncle Leo. I got it right anyway.
I thought they, like, renamed him in Australia as Uncle Leo.
How did I do that? I know every Seinfeld episode, and I just got it wrong.
I know. And you guys both just kind of smiled through it, and I was like,
I was trying to correct the question. Dan, would you like to steal Team America? Who is
By the way, if it's Susan, I am really leaving the show.
That's fair.
I would love to steal the favorite Seinfeld character. Obviously, Banya, number one. Round team.
Yes,
like, that's what you want.
The correct answer for 30 points that neither of you got was Jay Peterman. We've talked about the sparkling water. At this point, we've talked about the raising of the hand. This should have been obvious. One more round before the connection. This is one more round before the water break. Round number three is the connection round. I have a very difficult connection round for you guys today. I'm sorry. Basically, the rules of the connection round is I will ask you five questions. The answer to the sixth question is, what do these five things have in common? If you both know the answer, then you will both say it at the same time. If one of you is wrong, then that will be embarrassing. Question number one of the connection round for 20 points. This Australian band famously claimed they could get dirty deeds done for you at a low, low price. Professional what?
How the fuck did he get in before that? What is going on with this sound?
You need a soundboard. You need a better soundboard.
AC/DC is correct for 20 points.
This is
remember
bullshit.
To keep track of your answers. The answer to question number six will be what they all have in common.
The A stands for Australian.
It does. Question number two for 40 points. This American cookie brand, or biscuit brand for you, Dan, was perhaps invented because many physicians believed that most illnesses were related to digestion problems and therefore recommended a daily... Yes.
Oh, shit. Now it's like a pause and I'm fucking buzzing. What is this?
I'll finish the question.
I look like a dad using Skype. Is it just digestives? Is that the brand? No?
No.
All
right.
Wait, finish the question.
And recommended a daily intake of biscuits and fruit. And this was seen as a popular solution. Professional what?
Well, you get a guess first.
Why do I get a guess?
Team America.
I'll guess it if you want.
Well, I mean, but like, is this like an American biscuit that I've like never heard of that also incorporates?
I did some research and I do believe they are available in Australia.
Fig Newton.
Fig Newton is correct for 40 points.
I don't even know what a Fig Newton is. What is this?
Well,
it's like a Tim Tam, but completely different.
Yeah, I should have done a Tim Tam question. For 25 points, originally from Alaska, this folk singer's first album was called Pieces of You. She recently starred in the Hallmark Channel's Fixer Upper movie series. Professional what?
Sorry, Jewel.
Jewel is correct.
What?
It was a pretty famous album.
Alaska. Yeah. I had Sarah Palin, and that's it. That's all I had.
I didn't know that Jewel was from Alaska offhand, but I did know. But the name of her album, it was a pretty big deal album. Also, Jewel was on one of the Comedy Central roasts. Come on, there's you could watch.
Yeah, she's funny. Hmm?
Jewel?
This one is decidedly not in your favor either. I'm sorry, Team America, for 20 points. This American football star hosted SNL this past February and is known for being friendly despite his stature.
Wait, you cut out for a second. Is known for what? Oh,
This American football star hosted SNL this past February and is known for being friendly despite his stature. Team America.
Is it Rob Gronkowski?
That is incorrect.
Fuck. Despite his stature. Like, so he's
really big,
guy,
and he's friendly.
A big guy.
All that checked out. All that made sense.
Okay. Who would have hosted SNL?
A reminder that in the connection round, if you guys don't get it, I can't give you the answer until the end
right.
of the round.
And it was ACD, Fig Newton, and Jewel.
So far.
ACDC, Fig Newton, and Jewel so far. Okay.
American football star hosted SNL this past February.
This past February.
And is known for being friendly, despite his stature.
I don't know who that would have been, because I think I know what they all have to do with each other, and I can't think of something that fits.
Okay. Question number 5. For 50 points. I'm looking at you, Team America. I'm looking for you to get on the board.
All right, if you guys want America to lose, then just keep asking these bullshit questions. That's fine. That's okay.
Oh, America has already...
This is a decidedly not American question. This primordial sound is sometimes referred to as the Shabda Brahman sound.
What?
Professional what?
Scream.
Incorrect.
Can you say the thing again?
This primordial sound is sometimes referred to as the Shabda Brahman sound.
Shabda Brahman. Brahman. Really? Brahman? Like spelled as in Brahman, like the caste in
I'll
India?
I'll spell it for you. B-R-A-H-M-A-N.
I don't know. Crying? That's a primordial sound, right?
That is incorrect. Question number 6 for 50 points. What do the 5 previous answers have in common? Professional what?
Electricity.
That is correct. The answer to question number 4 was J.J. Watt. And the answer to number 5 was ohm. The sound of ohm is a unit
sense.
Of energy.
Yeah.
So you add AC/DC, Fig Newtons, joules, watts, ohms, all units of electricity and energy. Cool, we've hit the mid-game water break, so great. Grab some water. I'm gonna do some tallying here of the points. And just while I'm doing that, I have a question for each of you guys for no points. Do you like cilantro?
Yeah, we call it coriander.
You don't have to buzz in. You just talk amongst yourselves. This is the water break. There's no rules here.
And I do a great deal in a limited amount.
Okay.
If people try to put enough cilantro that you actually taste cilantro, then it's terrible. It needs to be like a little nudge.
A hint.
A hint
is
of
it,
cilantro.
It's coriander,
that's
right?
That's cilantro.
Yeah, coriander.
For people to be like, is there cilantro in this? That's enough.
Do you like coriander, Dan?
Yes, I'm open to coriander. I'm just having an existential crisis during this fucking show.
Why is that?
Because I used to host trivia for a living for 4 years. I'm well aware of answering and asking questions.
You didn't know that I was... You hosted trivia with a bunch of drunk people in a bar. You didn't host trivia with me. That's the difference here.
Well, here's the thing about...
I would just like to point out, so far, significant American bias on the questions.
Absolutely true. And also,
significant.
So far, you are so intent on sticking to the bit of your fucking soundboard, and that is why you are losing.
I'm just going to look. Let's just see. I'm going to hit the button now.
That was pretty direct.
Okay, yeah. Let's do it on 3. Ready?
One, two, on three.
Okay, one. Two. Oh yeah, this is not your soundboard's fault at all. This is all you. Turns out.
Yeah. I mean, I do know from the regular show that we do that the soundboard does have a slight delay because I do the editing, and the way that it comes out on the other end is a slight delay. But I mean, mainly, look, I'm just sucking. I don't take it well. I've never lost anything in my life. This could be the first time, and it's infuriating. It's fucking infuriating.
With that, let's check in. with the scores. Team America at 40 points and Professional What at 210 points. So 170 point swing is not unheard of in this game. There's a lot of questions, and I will remind you that the closing arguments round, the final round, if you don't win the argument, you get negative points. So really things could take a turn. You're still very much in this, Dan. Don't give up yet. Round number four is...
It's quarter to 11 in the morning, and I'm just going to have to live the rest of this fucking day. You know how many hours that is?
Let's see what happens. I don't appeal to my emotions because I will give in.
Feels good to wake up with a victory, Dan.
Round number four is the tell me a joke round. For 75 points, each of you will tell me a joke. Whichever joke I like better gets 75 points.
Okay. All right. So we don't have to buzz in.
No.
Steve, would you like to go first, or would you like me to open?
It's up to you since I'm leading. It's up to you.
Well, you can go first then, champion.
Okay, I'll go first. All right. I hate the spring. One day I woke up, my rental car was covered in pollen, so I masturbated on some flowers. Eye for an eye.
You're doing originals? You're doing original jokes?
I thought that's what we were supposed to do, one of ours.
You can do whatever joke you want.
Yeah, I just thought...
You can put one of mine then if you want.
No. Oh. So I went out to my rental car and it was covered in pollen.
Sounds good with an Australian voice, I have to say.
Thank you. Do you guys call pollen like poly or something?
No, we call it pollen. We don't call it anything. That's nerd shit. My car's covered in shit. Get it off.
We just call it flower cum. That's all we call it.
And we're going to have a wank on this flower. Fuck yeah. I was going to do one of Norm's ones from Conan, but no. Basically, a guy wakes up in the hospital, calls for the doctor. Doctor comes in and he's like, "What's wrong?" And the guy says, "I can't feel my legs." And the doctor says, "Yes, that's because we cut off your arms." That's my favorite joke.
That's a good joke. I'm going to give it to Team America for 75 points, bringing their score up to 115 points to 210. This is still anybody's game.
Jay, have you ever played Mario? Have you ever played like Mario Kart?
Sure.
Yeah, that's what just happened.
I know what you're implying, and my purple spiky shell is about to fuck you up, you low dog.
Oh, let's give the car in the back a chance. Make it fair.
Yeah, I hope you're enjoying your one green shell, loser. What about a little banana?
Round number five is the guess who round. The way this works is I'm going to give you descending clues. The first clue will be worth 100 points. The second clue will be 80 points, then 60 points, then 40 points, then 20 points. You only have one chance to answer. So if you know it after the 100-point clue, you'll send me in the answer. The difference with this round is you don't want your opponent to know your guess, so you'll send me the answer in the chat in Zoom as opposed to buzzing in. But finally, you will have an even playing field. The opportunity for both of you to win up to 100 points. If you miss it, you will lose 50 points. So if you send in your answer early, at 100 points or 80 points or 60 points or even 40 or 20 points and you miss it, you'll lose 50 points. Remember, it's better to win 20 points than lose 50 points. Are you ready?
It's better be Jewel again.
Didn't realize that.
Alaska, for 100 points. The younger brother of a successful musician, his first single hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in the United States and number four in Australia, and stayed on the charts at number one for 20 weeks. The record became gold on September 12th, 1991. Younger brother of a successful musician.
You don't buzz,
first single
Steve.
Hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in the
got
US
it?
And number four in yeah. Australia, and stayed on the charts at number one for 20 weeks. The record became gold on September 12th, 1991.
Oh, I put it in everyone. Oh, I did it wrong.
You did. So I won't say whether that's correct or not. I will just let Team America guess or not guess.
Damn it, I did it wrong. Sorry.
But like, is that even a person? Sorry, I can see it in the chat as well. I'm confused by that. Is that actually a person? For real?
I have an answer from Professional What, and I can't legally answer that question, Dan.
Yeah, okay, sure, please. I mean, I don't have it. Again, 1991, I was two. So let's keep going with the clues. Like, it's all good.
The 80-point clue. His hit single propelled him to young fame and earned him a job modeling for Calvin Klein alongside Kate Moss.
I know who it is.
Later made a workout video called Form Focus Fitness before he dropped his stage name.
Yeah, but wait, didn't you say with the younger brother of a successful musician?
That's correct.
He has a brother.
He has several.
Well,
he has like 15 brothers.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean,
I have an answer from Team America. The answer from Professional What was correct impressively on the 100-point clue. I did not think that you would get that so quickly. I'll read the 60-point clue just for anybody who's
that question
listening.
Gave me good vibrations.
Well, at this point, I don't need to read it. The 60-point clue was his first big acting job came alongside Leonardo DiCaprio in 1995 in the film The Basketball Diaries. Just 2 years later, he would land the lead role in a Paul Thomas Anderson film. If you don't know it by now, the answer is Mark Wahlberg, formerly Marky Mark of the Funky Bunch.
Yeah, in the chat, at first, instead of saying Marky Mark, I accidentally wrote Mary Mark, which is the one.
just to stick it to Dan.
That's what I'm looking at, and I'm just getting really confused because, like, the younger brother, and I'm like, Mary Mark, what? Like, I mean, I had no idea he had, like, a brother. I knew he had, like, you know, a previous conviction for a hate crime, but I didn't know about the brother.
Yeah,
that was actually the 40-point clue was he was previously convicted for a hate crime. He also was the executive producer of Entourage.
That's true, man. There's a lot of hit.
Yeah, his brother. You might not know him. He's like a new kid.
Yeah, Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie Wahlberg. New Kids on the Block?
Yeah.
Is that a boy band?
Oh my God, you're young. Holy shit!
It was the original boy band.
Yeah. That's a band, and then. He did Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, and then
produced
got an
by
act.
His brother. Yeah.
Pardon?
Produced by his brother.
Okay. I knew there was a Donnie Wahlberg. Like, that name was in my head because Donnie's like a great extra person in the friendship circle name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's the guy that gets you in.
I met Artie Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah.
Who is Artie Wahlberg. Not one of the brothers. He's like a distant cousin, and he was throwing a ceremonial first pitch the same time I was for a minor league team. And he was throwing after me, and he's a lot older than me. And so I threw a pretty good pitch, and then he went up and he threw it very poorly. And he did the thing where he like grabbed his arm as if like, ah, something must have happened to make that go as poor. And it was really rough because it was in front of his fiance's family. Anyway, nice guy though.
Nice guy. I'm going to bring it up here on this podcast about how shitty of a thrower.
Yeah, Artie.
Well, 2000s,
you loser.
I felt really bad for him. He's like a distant Wahlberg cousin that was going to be on Wahlburgers in the next.
He got to throw the first pitch because he was Mark Wahlberg's cousin. That was the reason.
Well, he was going to be on Wahlburgers in the upcoming season, I think, but I don't know as to what part. And his fiance's family was from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Was from Fort Wayne.
Okay.
So that's how the whole thing kind of was put together.
Sorry, I'm raising my hand.
Minor league, so anyone can throw one if they really ask.
Question: what is Wahlburgers? Is that a chain? What is that?
It's a reality show about the Wahlberg family because they have like a burger joint called Wahlburgers.
They have a burger joint, so they do have a burger joint. Okay. Sorry, I was just genuinely. I think I know American culture because of the drip down, but I clearly don't. There's just such significant events that I was not privy to, like the Wahlburgers.
Yeah, Wahlburgers never really made it out of the States.
No. There's none in Australia. There is a Woolworths. That's an Australian thing.
Yeah, it is, baby. we call it Woolies, abbreviation, Steve.
All right. Well, can it be the final round of the game? I guess it can. Round number 6 is the closing arguments round. This is different than any other round we've had thus far. In the closing arguments round, you both will be making arguments, and I will be deciding which one is better and giving that one the points. The losing argument will lose those points. So the score is currently 195 to 310, but it could get real in the closing arguments round. So be careful, get excited, Question number one, for 60 points, you are both comedians. Is it better to be funny or attractive? We'll start with Team America.
Start with Team America, whether it's better to be funny or attractive as a comedian or just in general.
I just was noting that you both are comedians.
Okay.
Please approach the question however you'd like to.
In life, what a fucking joke. Like, come on, even as a comedian, it's better to be attractive than funny. Like, oh my God, the opportunities I would get if I had a jawline I didn't need to cover up with hideous 5-day shadow. Like, being hot is better than anything. Like, even good-looking dogs are more famous than me on every form of social media. Like, just the sheer amount of attractive dogs that I would be happy to open for would be a game changer. Like, just even attractive animals. Like, seals get more audience than me and the real seal, by the way. At Taronga Zoo, seals perform to 3,000 people a day, which is more than seal. You know, the only way seal would perform to more people than seal? If it didn't have those goddamn scars. Exactly. Because attractiveness is more important than being funny. And seal isn't funny at all and is still more successful than me and Steve put together. Funniness, overrated. Attractiveness, forever, because there's hot old people who ugly old people want to be near as well. End game. Don't be fucking ridiculous. Mark Wahlberg, not funny, hot. Steve Hofstetter, not hot, funny. Whose name we ask you on the quiz? Whose name? Exactly.
All right, okay. Solid. And we did learn just then that Dan is attracted to old people and dogs. We did learn. But I'm going to take the counterpoint. And I'm going to say that funny is more important. Funny is more important. Now, being attractive is more important till you're about 30 or so, which is why Dan still thinks that. But what he doesn't realize is that when attractiveness kind of fades for somebody, they don't know how to handle it. And they're left with zero life skills. It's the equivalent of a professional athlete retiring. What then? Well, you were on TV a lot and people cared about you, but now that you've retired, nobody even wants to read your Twitter. It's the same kind of thing. If someone is attractive and then it starts fading, which it does, I don't care how much you want to fuck old people, Dan, it does fade. Your sense of humor lasts. Not only that, but sense of humor tricks people into thinking you're attractive. Dan, you know that I actually date people. That's ridiculous. For someone to just see me and want to date me, that makes no sense whatsoever. But it's because they know I'm funny. And so funny eventually wins. Funny is the tortoise that beats the hare.
Those are both solid arguments. This question was for 60 points. And for 60 points, I'm going to give 40 of those to Team America because, let's face it, there are a lot of hot dogs. And 20 of those points will go to Professional What? Because I'd like to hope that being funny is important in my future. Nobody's getting negative points for that round because those were both really passionate and well-argued. This is a solid closing argument.
I never thought the term hot dog meant that.
Well, we're learning stuff here on 500. 235 to 330. We're going to have to up the points. For 145 points, please persuade me that the earth is flat.
Uh-huh.
We'll start with Professional What?
All right. Well, as you know, part of the flat earth argument is that Australia does not exist. Much like the first half of this game. If Australia existed, this would have been neck and neck. But it doesn't, because this actor who is portraying whatever we think an Australian accent should be is not. I mean, he's not even buzzing in right. It's so on the nose to play men at work. Come on, we know they don't work. Also, have you driven through Kansas? If you've driven through Kansas, you know nothing there is taller than me. It is a very, very flat place. If the earth wasn't flat, then we would see some sort of curvature while we're driving. But we don't. This is hard for me even. Oh, people are so dumb. Okay, the point is earth's flat. It's all a... Australia doesn't exist, even though you've been there.
Okay, great. 145 points on the line here, Team America.
Convince you that the earth is flat. All right. This is a very simple question. Very simple. Have you heard the expression "the ends of the earth"?
Sure.
Of course you have. It's been around forever. How could that expression be a thing if the earth was a sphere that has no ends?
The top.
Think about it. That's not the end. That's not the end of the earth. You just keep going around and around. I can't believe the earth is a globe. Much like Kansas, Australia is incredibly flat, not just physically, but also in terms of social structure. Like societally, it's also a very flat society. So in two ways, it's flat. The earth is flat. No one's ever seen the curve. No, you're just trusting a bunch of nerds in NASA being like, oh yeah, Galileo, whatever, some shit like that. None of us can explain why it's round. I want no one in this chat could ever actually put into words why we know the earth is a sphere. Anytime I've ever been on it, it's been flat in every direction. I've been able to see the big line at the end, no matter where I'm going, on the sea, on the air, on the land, it is flat. I just want someone to prove to me it isn't flat. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm looking for. I think those globes are just space savers because you want to put a map on the wall and then people started believing it. Earth is flat. Bang.
Strong. You know, I think the problem, Team America, there was that you made a great point. Your opening statement was strong. And then you started talking about seeing the horizon, which in fact is the opposite of your point. If you can see the horizon, that means that you're seeing the fall off of what you're able to see. Therefore, it's curving. So
that's not what the horizon is, dude. That's just the end of the map. That's the end of the flat bit. You just see it all the way.
The horizon is the border of the map. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. What?
It's a tough question.
Professional, what's it?
It's a tough question, and honestly, neither of you guys are getting points. And I'm unconvinced. No. So we will remain at 235 to 330. And we will go into the final question of the game. So that Dan could possibly win.
Thank you.
265 points. Please describe the plot of the film Zhili 2.
Oh, what? All right. Just give me the cliff notes on Zhili 1. Just like, what? Give me any.
I will reread the log line to Zhili.
Thank you very much.
Zhili, Larry Zhili, as we know, Ben Larry Affleck, Zhili, is ordered to kidnap the psychologically challenged younger brother of a powerful federal prosecutor. When plans go awry, Zhili's boss sends in Ricky, a gorgeous, free-spirited female gangster, as played by Jennifer Lopez, who has her own set of orders to assist with the kidnapping. But Zhili begins falling for the decidedly unavailable Ricky, which could be a hazard to his occupation. Zhili 2, Team America.
Team America, yeah. First.
Yeah, all right. Zhili 2. Okay. Larry Zhili and Ricky are now in a monogamous, somewhat boring relationship. They've both left the game and have opened a gourmet donut shop in Los Angeles trying to make it. Remember, this was in, like, you know, 2005, so they were way ahead of the game. Like, they were killing it. People were very excited about the gourmet donut shop. However, it turns out, and this is going to shock you, that Larry Geely's parents are actually played by Robert De Niro and some lady, and they're a bit weird, you know, they're a bit odd. So then Ricky has to go and meet them, and hilarity, big time hilarity ensues. It's called Meet the Geelys. And there's actually another sequel after that called Meet the Lopezes. They just give her Jennifer Lopez's last name. They didn't really think it through. They don't give a shit. And then Robert De Niro needs more money. And then there's the Geely Fockers. And, like, the parents start having a weird aristocrat-style orgy. That's the four in the Geely franchise. And then there's actually a one about the kids after that called Nearly Geely, where it's just children. They're actually assassins again at that point. All right, there we go. That's the summary. I think, wow. I think we got
very,
for
very
265 sad. Points. That is going to be tough to defend. Professional what?
All right.
Please describe the
first of all. Detail. I do agree with you that they end up being married and they are running a, but it's a restaurant. It's called Gili's Mealies. It's like the whole thing. It's kind of tapas. It's just very small meals, which is why they call them meals. Anyway, the point is that they're out of the game because they were successful in the kidnapping. If anybody saw, everybody saw Gili. That's how it went, right? That's how it went.
Sure.
And what ends up happening is that the psychologically challenged, was it the son, brother, that guy. Turns out he was actually faking in order to create sort of coup in the mob. So he actually is not challenged at all. It was a whole Kaiser Soze thing. And so he wants to enact revenge. And so he hunts down Gili and Miss Lopez. Her character was named Lopez in the movie. They're very uncreative.
Thank you.
So he hunts down Larry Gili. And which is, by the way, very, very tough guy. I don't know if you ever dealt with a guy named Larry, known for their toughness. So he hunts down Larry Gili and Jennifer Lopez, finds this restaurant, and he decides he wants to enact his revenge, so he's going to kill them. But he doesn't reveal who he is. They don't know who he is now because he, you know, he's acting completely different. But it turns out the Mealies were so good that he decided to let them go in the end and invest in the business.
It's a family film.
It's great. A family psychological thriller.
Great. Wow. Well, you've given me a lot to think about. And we've had some fun along the way. Let's just say that before we get into this.
I have not had any fun along the way.
265 points. Well, Professional What was argued. Let's just go back through this quickly. Gili 2, in Professional What's opinion, was a revenge film, a family-friendly revenge film in which the kid who got kidnapped in the first film decides to take matters into his own hands, hunt down the now happy Gili and Lopez family, although we could have thought of a better last name for her. And then they have a restaurant and he eats at it and it's so good that he can't help but invest in the restaurant and not kill them.
It's correct? Actually a made for TV movie. It's on the Food Network.
Okay, great.
Third one in the installment is actually, they open an auto body shop called Gili's Wheelies.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, now that we've finished the arguments, I don't know if I can consider that, but I will.
Can I give you a tagline for the Gili's Mealies? Revenge is a dish best served modestly.
Team America.
And then their desserts, it actually says, revenge never tasted so sweet.
Well, now it's getting better, but we've passed the argument.
Oh, sorry.
America, on the other hand, argued that Robert De Niro is cast as the father of Larry Gili.
Larry Gili Sr., correct.
Larry
yes.
Gili Sr. And Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez need to go to Robert De Niro and some lady's house in order to get his approval. Then he went on to describe three more films, which was not in the purview of the question, but I did appreciate it. And for that reason, I will be awarding the 265 points to Team America, leading them to 500 overall points and the victory of this week's game of 500. Congratulations, Team America. Would you like to say one sentence?
Yes.
Wonderful. And Professional What, you also have one sentence you're allowed to say at this point, if you'd like.
As my final reference to Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and you thought we weren't going to have any fun today.
That's correct. We had a great time. Well, boys, that is it for this week's episode of 500. Thanks so much again to Steve and Dan. And you can check out Ask Us Anything tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 12 p.m. on Sunday in Australia.
Yeah. With the Earth is flat, so we have different little time zones. If it was a globe, it'd be all the same zone, brother. That's how globes work. They're all in the same time zone.
Where can all of these fine, wonderful audience listener people find you guys on the internet? What are your social situations?
Steve's got the most professional plug in the game. Let's do it, baby. I want to see yours first and try and follow it.
Sure. Well, you can see me. I'm actually in an upcoming movie on the Oxygen Network. It's called Gigli 2. check that out. my name is Steve Hofstetter, and if you don't know how to spell it, Google will correct you. Check me out on just about everything. That's it.
That's it.
At Steve Hofstetter. Live stand-up shows at Nowhere Comedy Club in addition to the Ask Us Anything show. I also do my live full hour about once a month. So check that out, and odds are you have already seen me in your feed somewhere.
That's true. And it's a very good hour, let me just say. I've seen it, 50 times now?
You've seen it develop from an hour to a marginal hour to it's pretty good.
in my experience, this is pretty good as the highest rating one can achieve in comedy.
It's pretty good. Actually, I've actually achieved the highest rating you can achieve in comedy. I got nominated for a Gigli last year. It's pretty good. you can find me at Dan Muggleton on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, if that's still legal. I don't know. come to Ask Us Anything. www.patreon.com/askusanything gives you all the information on that show and a little bit of a taste of what you'll get.
Yeah, go watch that tomorrow night. I will hopefully be there as well. And make sure to listen to this podcast and rate it and review it on the App Store. Send it to your friends. Send it to your mom. It's a new podcast, guys. We need your help, and you're doing it. And don't forget, if you want to ask a question, send that to me on the internet at some point. I love you. Have a kick-ass summer.